Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's going on, world?
What's happening?
We're KC Vibe, and we're back to Vibe. Would you guys want more? Time.
One again, and we back again, my friend.
Yes, sir. So, if you're new here, welcome. If you've been here, you know what we do. Sit back, chillax, jam out for about 35 seconds, and we'll be back to talk to you guys.
Oh, you know I love a good vibe.
Oh, I know you do. Hey.
Saying what you're fucking vibe with us.
You can vibe with us. You can come and vibe with us. And just like that, we are back.
Like we never left. Out.
All right, baby. You up?
All right. So today, I want to get on a subject that's kind of delicate. And I want to talk about stress. Mm-hmm. Not only stress within your individual self, but how you handle stress that your partner is dealing with and how you're going to handle stress within a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, i.e. like, okay, let's say something happens.
Okay.
You know, things happen all the time within relationships that affect both partners. i.e., like I was saying before, unexpected bills. Something happened to somebody in the family unexpectedly. Things that pop up that you don't know about. Stuff like that. How do you handle that? Are you going to let that make you? Or you gonna let it break you? That's what I want to talk about.
All right. Well, let's start off the way I normally start it off, right?
Yeah, you got something.
We're gonna start off with a quote.
What you got?
Let's get it, let's go. This quote I got today is, stress is not what happens to us. It is our response to what happens. Mm. And response is something that we can choose. Maureen Killerin.
Mm.
Run it back?
Yeah, run it back one more time.
Maureen Killerin said, stress is not something... Oh, shit. Let me run that back one more time.
Yeah.
Maureen Killerin...
Unedited. This is raw live.
Maureen Killerin said, stress is not what happens to us. It is our response to what happens. Mm-hmm. And response is something we can choose.
Yeah. Absolutely true. And I believe that, yeah, I mean, you can choose how you respond to stressful situations. But how do you know that you're making the right choice when it comes to those situations? Because I can be like, oh, you could have responded like this. oh, you could have did that. But in the heat of the moment, we are human beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
We act on impulse and emotions. And that can be a recipe for disaster. Some people good under tension. Some people good at making decisions under stressful situations. But it's not like that for 90% of human beings. We're going to act on impulse. And we're going to not think twice or not even think three times about the decisions that we make under those stressful situations. And we're going to just go headstrong. You know what I'm saying? And go for the juggler. Oh, you know, this is what's going on. And we're going to survival mode. I think it's survival mode.
Mm.
So if I'm stressed out about something, let's say somebody hit my car, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody hit my car. And me knowing, not saying this is true, but me knowing that I ain't got no insurance, I'm driving. Or I hit somebody's car. I'm driving. That produces a stressful situation. Because now I'm like, okay, well, I'm mad at the world. I'm stressed out. So anybody that comes and say something to me within a situation, I'm liable to snap. You feel me? I mean, same with anybody, right?
So that's human nature. We've talked about this multiple times within our relationship, okay?
Yeah.
We've said that the way that you handle things, you mm-hmm. can handle things a little differently,
mm-hmm.
okay? There are certain things that you can control, and I'm glad you used that scenario.
Yeah.
Because there's things in life that you can control.
Mm-hmm.
And if you control those things in your life, it'll kind of minimalize the amount of stress you have.
Mm-hmm.
You can control whether or not you get car insurance.
Of course. Yeah.
So it is not the man who's slowly crossing the street in front of your car that you wave and telling, hurry up, hurry up. It's not his fault. You don't have insurance on your car.
Yeah.
So that is your response. That is something you can control. That is something that is within your control. That's not something that's out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, dealing with stressful situations that are out of your control,
mm-hmm.
that's one thing. But that is dealing with something that is completely in your control.
But it's still a stressful situation.
But no, it's not. It's something that you can control, and it's something that you bought on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, like a lot of people do, they have problems within their self that they control, that they bought on in their self, and they choose to take it out on the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Dudes, right? Females too.
Yeah.
Let's just not say the dudes. Females too. There's cheaters out there. Uh-huh. They'll go out there. They'll cheat. They'll slip up. They'll get pregnant or get somebody pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say, oh, this is so stressful. I'm in a stressful situation. You know my situation, all that. But yeah, that is something that you bought on yourself. And that is one thing where it's like, control what you can control within your life, and that'll avoid a big bunk of your stress.
Can I add something to that?
Hmm.
Okay. He put the money for the plan B on the dresser.
Why are you yelling?
He put the money for the plan B on the dresser. She sadly gonna get her nails done with that money. But
it's still a stressful situation that you put yourself in, because you're stepping out on your relationship.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
And anyone who knows anything knows that plan B is not 100%. There's two pills you got to take. You got to take that first pill. You got to take that second pill. And if you are over the weight limit that is that set for those pills right there, it might not work. So, again, it's situations that you can control that you put yourself in.
Yeah.
That is nobody's fault but your own.
Okay. But certain situations, like, let's say that was an individual perspective, right? Me as a person. Let's say, hey, look, you're dealing with something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're dealing with something. And I'm trying to help you along with your stressful situation, because whatever stressful situation that you're having, you're going to bring that to your partner. You know what I'm saying? Unless you guys just don't talk to each other. But it's going to come into your partner, and whether you communicate about that or not, it's up to you guys. But it could play a turmoil on that relationship, right?
I'll say, let's take it another way. There are certain situations, like coming from a personal perspective, there are certain situations that I might find stressful in my life that I do not bring up to you because I don't want my stress to become a stress in your life.
But do you think that's healthy?
I think it's healthy within our relationship because there are certain instances where I know, no offense, babe, there are certain stressful situations that you can't handle. Like, you're not good under stress. You're really plain Jane, black, white. If anyone throws any sprinkles into your life, you're like, wait a minute, what the heck is going on? That's a change from the program type thing. You are really Baptist program type person.
You know,
okay?
What I do for a living, right?
But with that being said, stressful situations that I feel that will just bring more stress upon you, I don't bring it up. Because if I'm already stressing about something, and I know daggone well you're not going to be able to handle that stressful situation yourself, I'm not going to bring it up to you. Because now I'm dealing with my stresses, then I'm dealing with your stresses, and that right there is what causes the turmoil. I think that goes back to knowing your partner and knowing your relationship. I know there's certain stuff that I'm just going to let me deal with this. I know there's certain stuff where if it's brought up to you, you're going to want to, boom, take care of the situation right then and there, blase, blase, blase. Because you're so impulsive. Yeah. So, like, for instance, if we were to, what's something that everyone would deal with? Pregnancy scares. If I was to tell you, babe, I don't know, I think I might be pregnant. Before you even allow me to take a test or allow me to wait it out to see if anything shows up, you already planning that baby's whole future. We got to turn this room into a crib. We got to do this. I'll say, whoa, babe, I'm like 2 days late. Calm down.
Maybe it's not because I'm stressing out. Maybe because I'm being proactive. Excuse me. Maybe it's because I'm being proactive. You know, I don't like to sit back and wait on stuff. I like to be ahead and get ahead of the curve. I'm not stressed out about that.
But sometimes with you being proactive, it can bring on stress.
Yeah, of course.
So you go from, where's the room going to be? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? Then you go into, oh, we might need to get another car because the car seat's not going to fit in that. Okay, that's something else we're going to have to budget in. Set up another savings account for an extra kid because, you know, that's 6 kids instead of 5 now. Then you start stressing yourself out and you start snowballing. And all this happens within the 10 minutes of me saying, babe, my period a little late.
Yeah, of course. And
that's why I said there's certain situations that I waited out a little bit. Handle stuff within myself before I bring it to you. Because I know that if you start stressing out about stuff, because you are the one who kind of controls energy a little bit.
Yeah.
You start stressing out about something, it's going to cause everybody in the house to start stressing. They don't even know what they're stressing about.
I got it.
So that's what I'm saying. Not everyone is going to come to their partner with stressful situations. But again, that's about knowing your partner. Okay?
I can agree.
Hold on. But there's also an area where it's like, you should have somebody to talk to within those stressful situations. You know?
Yeah.
I know that I might not be able to talk to you about a situation, but no offense, I got my homegirl where I can be like, girl, listen.
Yeah.
And I know she's not going to be like, oh my God, girl, you got this, you got that, you got that. She's not going to go through all that. She's going to be like, all right, well, where do we start? You take a test. How long you going to wait it out? You know, so there's someone that you can go to, like, within your life. Sometimes it's not your partner.
Yeah.
You know them stress cues. But there's someone in your life that you can go to help combat that stress a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes back to the quote when it talks about your response.
Yeah.
Your response to stress is something that you can choose. I can choose to flip out in a situation, be like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Or I can choose to just be calm, wait it out. And I think that's what's the yin and yang of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of person, I can handle stress really well.
Yeah, you.
Like,
yeah.
I can handle stress really well. Like, stuff don't get me hot and bothered really quick. Like, I'm real chill. It takes a lot to just get me to that point.
Mm-hmm.
You are totally opposite. And if we were both like that, like if we are both extreme, what you say, proactive, that would be an issue. So we have to choose how to approach the situation.
That's the difference between being impulsive and proactive.
I didn't say impulsive. I said proactive.
Yeah. Being proactive is planning for the future,
mm-hmm.
to prevent situations from happening. That's what proactive is. Like, yeah, I'm very impulsive, and that's something that I got to definitely work on within myself. I'm impulsive. Something happened. I'm ready to go ahead and get straight to it. Like, something happened with the kids. Somebody say something to them.
Yeah.
Anything. I'm ready to go.
And I tell you, Beth,
make something happen.
Let's
you feel
get
me?
The whole story. I remember story time. When we were in, what was it, Leavenworth? Mm-hmm. We got a call from the school. And me and you were both at home.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone, I was talking on speakerphone. I normally talk on speakerphone if I'm not in my AirPods. The school called and they said, I think it was Azaria. Someone had pushed her at lunch or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here, I'm trying to get the whole situation, what's going on, all that, what happened, is she okay? Before I hung up the phone, you had your shoes on in the car ready to go see about this kid.
I saw red then. I was like,
it's cool to ride for your kids like that, but you can't go square up with a first grader.
I wasn't finna square up. No, I was gonna follow who his parents were.
You can't do that.
No.
So it takes time. It's like, okay, well, let me talk to my daughter. Let me figure out what happened. You know, it's time. I'm not saying I'm always like that when it comes to my kids, because there was a threat that happened a couple months ago at our kids' school, and I was
exactly.
there. I was there exactly. before I hit send on mm-hmm. the freaking email. I was at the door, and they're mm-hmm. like, look, we got the situation under control. I'm like, clearly you don't, because my kid is the one that contacted me, not you. So there's times where I ride for my kids like that. I'm always ride for my kids. They know that.
Yeah.
But I also know how to assess a whole situation before I just jump on it.
You know what? Absolutely. You know, that just led us straight into dealing with stress as a couple within the relationship. So that was one of those things that we both had to deal with.
I think that's dealing with stress within your family.
Yeah, same thing to me. It affects overall. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that stress can be put on your kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how you react to it. But since we'll get on that note, we just talking about stressful situations within the relationship. Let's say, hey, we went out of town, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we went out of town. And we come back home, and the goddamn roof don't caved in. I think me and you are handling that situation differently. Me? I don't know how I react to it. I wouldn't be happy.
So, Daddy, you're so extreme
yeah.
that you will you will have a whole synopsis. There's some ninjas that tried to get in our house when we were on vacation. They came. You have a whole situation because you're so extreme. Where I'm like, man, it was probably the wind. It was probably a tree that fell. There's nobody out to get you. The Ninja Turtles didn't try to break into the house while we were on vacation. But you're so extreme that that's automatically what you go to.
Yeah.
So the whole time that you will be flipping out, trying to figure out what happened, all that other stuff, I literally will probably be on my phone like, okay, well, let me call the homeowners people. Boom. And by the time you calm down, which will probably be about 15 to 20 minutes, and you look at me, you'll be like, oh, what do we do now? And I can be like, yeah, they got an inspector that'll be out here in a couple hours.
I'll be trying to figure, I'm like, well, we going to lay our head down tonight. We can't stay in a house that got a caved in roof.
Yeah, you know? You go through a whole scenario. Like, you live a whole situation. But I think sometimes I'm very calm in situations. I think sometimes I'm too calm, whereas you think I should not be as calm. You remember in Georgia when I fell through the window?
Of course I remember that. Like yesterday.
I was calm. I was just like, babe, look at, I think I was laughing at some point.
Mm.
My arm is like split completely open. Mm. I'm over here. I'm laughing. Chad's flipping out. He's running through the house. He's looking for towels. There's blood dripping. Yeah. He's just,
I mean, because look.
I'm just like, babe, just get the kids in the car. Let's go to the hospital. I'm calm like that.
Man, it's crazy. But I'm supposed to react like that. You know what I'm saying? As a husband, as somebody who care about you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to stress about that. I'm like, man, what if she hit a daggum artery? You know what I'm saying? Anything.
That's what I'm saying. You go to the extreme. And me, I feel I have to remain calm in a situation because if I'm not calm, it can escalate the situation. Now, in that moment, with my arm split completely open, I'm already bleeding. The kids are probably like, what happened? You know, you can literally see the fat and bones in my arm and all that. The kids are probably already like, what happened? If I was to be freaking out in that situation, what impact would that have on my kids? If my adrenaline was to be pumping and I was to be flipping out and stuff like that, how much more blood would I probably have lost? There's times where I choose to be calm. My car accident.
Yeah.
The pole in me got into a situation and the pole clearly won.
The pole didn't win.
It was a calm situation. Because I feel, what is the point of me stressing out and flipping out? My great-grandmother, my grandma C, God rest her soul. We used to ask her, when I used to go visit Memphis or whatever, I used to ask, she didn't get gray hair until like way into the time, close to when she passed.
Mm-hmm.
I used to ask her, I used to be like, grandma, how do you not have so much gray hair? And she straight up told me, I don't let people stress me out. It's like, that right there is something that I'm the same way. It's like, I don't let people stress me out. I don't let you stress me out. I don't let the world stress me out.
Difference between letting people stress you out and things that happen that can stress you out. I mean, yeah. I could see somebody walking down the street. They can be like, man, F you, man. You know, and be like, okay, well, you know, F you too.
No, you won't be that calm. Don't play me.
What you mean? I won't be that calm.
You won't be that calm. You almost fought someone in the bowling alley parking lot because he pulled too close to the car. You will not be that calm. You're not that calm. But the way that I look at things in life, look, world, if you want to take a listen, the way that I look at things in life is it could be worse. And that's why it's hard for me to reach my breaking point because I always be like, it can be worse. Yeah. It can be worse. until we got to a point in our life, or we probably do a podcast on that one day, we got to the point of our life where we hit rock bottom.
Yeah, we did.
And even in that place, it's not what could be worse. It's, you know what, if you already at the bottom, there's only one direction you can go.
You know what's crazy about that? We'll get on that on another podcast, but I began to become a throat. I'm sorry, y'all.
Jesus.
I became more calm in that situation. And I noticed that after I calmed down, everything started working out for itself. We're going to talk about that on another
one. But it's the way that you handle situations.
Yeah.
Life is stressful. Don't get me wrong. Life is stressful. Nowadays, living in 2024, life is extremely stressful. Yeah, it's a gallon of milk, darn near $5 a gallon.
Yep.
Life is stressful, but at the same time, it could be worse. I can complain about having to pay my mortgage every month.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people out there who's complaining about not having a mortgage to pay.
Exactly.
I can complain about having to spend $200 a week in groceries. But there's people out there who wish they had $50 a week to spend on groceries. I can complain about my kids always messing up my house, or my kids not washing dishes and all that. But at the same time, there's someone with the same tongue praying that they have kids. Because they're not able to have them.
Exactly.
I can complain about my kids always having to send money somewhere for some extracurricular activity that they're involved in. But there's a parent out there whose kids will probably never be able to play a sport, never be able to participate in a band and all that. So it's like, but every complaint that you find stressful in life, you have to look at the other side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the stuff that you complain about is probably minimum compared to the stuff that other people have to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
You complaining about, oh, my car, I gotta get my car fixed. Well, there's someone out there praying to have a car that they need to get fixed, because right now they're using their feet.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing we talked about before when I said, you know, you look at your situation and you look at other people's situations. Like, you can drive through a rundown neighborhood and you can be like, look, you can look at this and see our blessings. I'm like, no, because they're probably thinking the same thing. They're in a rundown place, but at the same time, they got a roof over their head. Yeah, there's someone praying for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You go down to Tent City, in the city, there's all kinds of homeless people out there. Yeah. And honestly, they probably out there happy too.
Yeah, of course.
They're probably like, bro,
it's a community.
At least I got this happiness in my life. At least I got this joy in my life. So for everything that you can stress out about in life, you just got to look at where you are compared to where somebody else is in your same situation. And that's how I view life.
I agree with that.
Not happy-go-lucky, geeky,
Snow White, and Cinderella. But... I mean, you, like you said, though. We see it even in the suburbs now.
Mm-hmm.
We see homeless people standing out there by the red lights with their signs. And it humbles me every time I see it, because I'm just like, dang, you know what I'm saying? I got all this going for me. I got this, that, and the third. And this person right here, you know, had to humble themselves and beg for this and that and the third. How stressful is that?
Yeah. And even looking within our own relationship and within our own situation, we've been together a good amount of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we first hooked up, we had not a pot to pee in nor a window to throw it out of. We stayed in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom apartment in Germany, which was government quarters. So it was all government furniture in there. We didn't have too much of nothing. The paychecks that we got back then, if we look at it now, we probably smirk a little bit, because it's like, oh, okay.
How did we make it?
Right. But the other day, we were doing something, and I had to stop you and laugh and tell you, look where we've come. You can see where our blessings are at this point. Because we were looking at some paperwork, and it said that we had to pay, what, like $500 back or something like that?
Yeah.
And we looked at it and we're like, bruh, it's just $500. I ain't tripping about that. And then we stopped and looked at each other and laughed because it's like, wow, look where God has brought us. Like, yeah. Look where the blessings are. Because there's a time that if you would have told us $500 way back then, if you would have told us $500, we would have been scrapping, stressing, what's going to happen, all that. But now God has brought us to a situation where we can look and be like, oh, I ain't tripping about that. Yeah. And I think that gems like that is dropped into your life to remind you of where you came from.
That's it.
To remind you of where you've been. I am extremely grateful for memories, right? Like the Facebook memories or the Apple memories, mm-hmm. stuff like that pops up. Because right now, we might do a date night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we do a date night, we getting cute, we're going out somewhere, we spending money, all that. We do a family date night, we're going out, we dropping bank, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But I look at the memories, and our date nights used to have to be stuff we did in the house. Like, I saw a Facebook memory the other day, right before we went to a comedy show.
Yeah.
Which is what amazes us. What amazes me now is when we were new in our relationship, we were new parents. We didn't have anyone there because, you know, my parents lived hours away. My parents lived in another country.
Yeah, that's
you know, your people were closer, but not there. And we used to sit back and watch comedy specials.
Yeah.
That used to be our go-to.
Yeah.
We used to love watching comedy specials.
Yeah.
And I saw a Facebook memory the other day where it's like, us sitting there with some cheap beer, and cheap liquor. was it like a Faygo? Was it a Faygo?
Yeah, Faygo. Yeah,
when I see the picture, I'm a post it. I'm a post it on the podcast page with a comedy special going in the background, and we were extremely satisfied.
I think we had made some cookies too. Then we actually made some cookies.
And we were the best of the best. And it's like, wow, you flash forward now. It's like, we're actually going to see the people we used to watch in person.
Yep, we're actually going to.
I'm over here with selfies with Monique, Miss Pat.
Miss Pat and all them.
It's like crazy. But that's what going through your stresses, going through it. A lot of times these stresses aren't stress. We had our 30-minute mark. A lot of times these stresses aren't stresses. A lot of times these struggles are stuff that we are meant to go through to overcome.
Absolutely. Okay?
And when you overcome those struggles or you overcome those stresses, you can look back on your life and you can smile.
Yeah.
Like, I was scrolling through TikTok the other day, and there was a video that popped up with this old lady. And this old lady, I felt, looked directly at me. And she said, when was the last time you sat back and counted your blessings? And it's like, you grow up hearing that.
Yeah.
But when you sit back and you actually count your blessings, you actually look at where you came from. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to do a whole podcast on that. You look at where you came from and you look at where you are now.
Yeah.
I don't stress about stress.
Yeah.
And that's the golden ticket right here. I'm going to let you bring it home, or unless you want me to bring it home first.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
My takeaway from this whole podcast, people, is don't stress about stress. Don't let life stress you out. When you find yourself in stressful situations, I want you to sit back and I want you to think about situations that other people might be going through that is much worse than yours. As long as God is breathing breath in your body, as long as you are closing your eyes at night and waking back up in the morning, you doing all right. There are situations that you are put into that is meant to be stressful, but if you go through that situation, you'll see that, oh, I was put in that situation for a reason. And your job in life is to just be grateful for that situation and use that situation that you go through to maybe come back and witness to somebody else. Because a lot of times what you go through ain't for you, it's for somebody else. So go through so you can go and say, hey, it's going to be all right. I went through the same thing. Been there, done that, got the bumper sticker, the t-shirt, all that fun stuff.
So that lets me know, that just kind of opened my mind up a little bit, that instead of saying that you're going through stressful situations, you can say that you're going through storms. Those storms are can become testaments. Those battles that you're going through prepare you for the greater things that are ahead for you. And I believe that, like you said, you meet other people that are going through the same situation that you went through in the past. You are there to give them some guidance and some lightning.
Guidance. Don't give them no lightning.
It's some light.
That might make them the situation worse.
So that they can know that, hey, look, okay, he went through it. He told me what he did. I'm going to go that route. But they have to find their own route, too, because everything don't work for everybody. But you just there to let them know that, hey, look, don't give up on yourself.
Correct.
Make it happen.
Right.
Go through this. Right. Go through this struggle. Go through this battle.
And watch the way that you respond.
That's it.
Because like the quote said, the response is something that you choose.
Exactly. Like right now, I'm finna have to go cut this grass, and I'm stressed out about that because I don't feel like doing it, but... After I get done cutting the grass, I feel good.
Y'all, and watch what y'all stress about. I feel good. Some of the stuff you stress about,
my lungs look real good.
Unnecessary. As always,
I got the best looking lawn in the neighborhood, baby.
If you have any questions, concerns, anything like that, go ahead and hit us up at askkcvibe@gmail.com. Yep. We got a website that we're working on that will be coming soon. Make everything a little easier for you guys. You want to reach out to me personally, I'm on TikTok at AO_KO and the number 2. That's AYO_KAYO and the number 2. If you guys listen to your podcast on YouTube, don't forget we are on YouTube. Yep. We are on YouTube. We'll upload the same time as all of the other podcast platforms.
Yep. We're going to make that happen. I don't know when it's happening, but it's getting planned. We are going to be doing videos.
You keep saying these videos.
We're going to make it happen.
Speaking of videos, you guys go ahead and head over to Facebook. Like the KC Vibe Facebook page. We go live on that every now and again. Be sure you turn on your notifications so you know when we go live. If you want to hit up Chad, go ahead and check out the link tree.
Yeah,
it will be attached in the details of this podcast. I was looking the other day. I think Spotify has a question and answer section now, like a Q&A. So if you got any questions on the podcast, go ahead and drop them down there on the Spotify link if you listen on Spotify.
Don't be scared.
If you listen on Spotify. If you want to
remain anonymous.
That one. Just add that into your email or your link, and we'll go ahead and keep y'all on the down low. Keep it on the down low so no one know who you are.
Nobody has to know.
If you ain't got anything else you want to add, babe, I think I am done for the moment, too.
Yep.
As always, thanks for tuning in to you guys. Tuning in to the podcast, you guys.
You ain't stressing right now, ain't you, baby?
No, I got a... Jesus. Thanks for tuning into the podcast, you guys.
Yep.
We will see you next week.
This week, it's going to either be Friday or Saturday.
Yep. As always, I am the K.
And I'm the C.
Thanks for vibing with us. Bye.
Bye. Bye.